Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this first day of March. When you think of the most intelligent people of all time, I suppose you'd include Albert Einstein and maybe Benjamin Franklin and many other inventors or scientists, or in our modern world, maybe certain technology experts. But what about King Solomon? Of course, he lived almost 3,000 years ago, so how would he compare to the wisest people of our day? There's a remarkable little paragraph which describes Solomon's wisdom found in 1 Kings chapter 4. Only five verses. Yet let's look closely today to see what we learn about this remarkable man with God-given wisdom and discernment. God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the men of the East and greater than the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than any other man, including Ethan the Ezrahite, and his fame spread to all the surrounding nations. 1 Kings 4, verse 29 to 31. Now that's quite a sweeping claim of superior wisdom, isn't it? Even in the days of King Solomon, isn't it interesting that wise men of the East had achieved some wisdom fame? Perhaps they are the ancestors of the Magi who came from the East following the star seeking the newborn king of the Jews about 950 years later, according to Matthew chapter 2. And of course, because Egypt had been the dominant world power for so many centuries, the best education and intelligence was presumed to be found in the Egyptian scholars. The pyramids and other similar accomplishments were evidence of the wisdom of Egypt. But who is this man, Ethan the Ezrahite? While the name Ethan is found in several scriptures related to David and Solomon, Ethan the Ezrahite is significant especially as the author of Psalm 89, one of the greatest of the Psalms. The wisdom of Ethan, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, is profoundly seen in this psalm. Listen to these insightful words about heaven. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord, God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Psalm 89, verse 5 to 8. Now, Ethan the Ezrahite likely wrote that around 950 BC, and yet when you compare it to what the Apostle John wrote about his vision, which we know as the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, it's amazing how similar Ethan's words are to Revelation chapter 4 and 5, which John wrote about 90 AD, more than 1,000 years after Ethan. I'm also struck by these words of Ethan the Ezrahite in Psalm 89, verse 15 to 17. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. Can you see how these words were especially fulfilled in the lives of those who believed and followed Jesus Christ, both in the days of Jesus and ever since? Jesus proclaimed, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. If you hold to my teachings, you really are my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John chapter 8. And of course, the freedom Jesus was speaking of was especially our deliverance from sin bondage and sin condemnation, accomplished only by Jesus. Clearly, Ethan the Ezrahite had a special wisdom anointing by the Holy Spirit, as seen in his writings, which we have. But those writings must be only a glimpse of the wisdom Ethan demonstrated in his day in many ways, because Solomon's wisdom was compared to his. Perhaps you've read the book of Proverbs in the Bible. Did you know Solomon is the author of that book? And those are only some of the wisdom proverbs Solomon wrote. 1 Kings 4:32 says, Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. Solomon described plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the walls. Solomon also taught about animals and birds, reptiles and fish. 1 Kings chapter 4. This sounds like Solomon must have been surrounded by scribes who were taking careful notes, writing the wisdom King Solomon spoke, and perhaps Solomon even conducted scientific conferences in which he would expound on the wisdom God had given him about God's creation. Before encyclopedias, before the internet, King Solomon was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God to explain things scientists and researchers would discover centuries later. Now think about the miracle of that, my friends. In our day, kings and presidents send their ambassadors to visit other heads of state to discuss international relations and politics. But look at what 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 34 tells us was happening in the days of King Solomon. Men of all nations came to listen to King Solomon's wisdom, sent by all the kings of the world who had heard of his wisdom. That's remarkable, isn't it? In fact, we have the record of one of those visits in 1 Kings chapter 10 and 2 Chronicles chapter 9. In this case, the Queen of Sheba was so intrigued by reports she had heard about Solomon, she did not send an emissary. She came herself. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of King Solomon and his relation to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very large caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw them with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told to me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness." 1 Kings 10, verse 1 to 9. It causes us to stand back in amazement, doesn't it, my friends? Did you hear the Queen of Sheba declare that she recognized Solomon's wisdom and achievements were the direct result of the work of God in his life? Oh, how one man, anointed by God, inspired by God, led by God, can have such a remarkable impact on our world. Of course, now, nearly 3,000 years later, history tells us of many other men and women who, with the powerful anointing of God, have accomplished great things which have impacted our world and pointed our world to the Almighty God. As I say that, who comes to your mind? How about Billy Graham, or Hudson Taylor, or D.L. Moody, or George Mueller, or Martin Luther, or who else? Or what about you and me, my friends? While you and I may not be famous, or perhaps not accomplishing anything that will shake the world, are people drawn to Jesus by your life and mine, like the Queen of Sheba was drawn to acknowledge the Lord God through what she saw and heard in her visit with King Solomon? Are we reflecting the light of Jesus in our dark world and bringing the hope of Jesus into the despair of our world? Let's reflect on that with this song of worship and thank God for what His Holy Spirit is accomplishing in your life, my friends.